But now is our time. You know, we're not what we call great speakers up here. We're talkers. We talk from our heart. And the young lady that's going to talk from her heart today is absolutely sweet and wonderful and so well-loved by so many, especially her husband. So you guys, behave yourself. But her hubby loves her dearly, and she loves him dearly, and that, too, is a wonderful setting, a wonderful, sight for God walking around the earth. And when you see them, you realize how in love they are, and it just makes your heart swell. What is it you're telling when you walk around? What are you telling? Your head itches? Scratch it, honey, for him. Scratch his head. That's it. Keep that up, honey. Keep that up. But the young lady that's going to share her thoughts with us today, she has a job where it's not called God work, but it is God work, where she goes around each day and leaves her husband. He runs around with all you other girls while she's out working.
That's true.
Oh, it is true, isn't it? And that's little Billy sitting there in the front row over there. Billy, look at him. Now, isn't that the cutest guy you ever saw in your life next to the head scratcher? Isn't that? You didn't turn around. Look at him, honey. Don't miss him. And he's married to the lady that's going to share her thoughts with us tonight. And believe it, this woman is just a living doll, baby. She's just plain sweet. And that's our Mickey Jo.
Nobody ever calls me a living doll baby. Particularly Bill. So, imagine yourself a young adult, and if you're old enough, go back to the time when you were 30. Imagine that your closest friend dies of liver cancer. How would you feel? Now imagine that just a few months before that, your father passes of a heart attack. Now imagine that just a few years before that, your mother passes of lung and brain cancer. This may feel like a lot to deal with, a lot to feel, but wait, there's more. Now imagine that you are also getting a divorce, trying to figure out how to be a divorced parent through all of this, and you just gave up a great position with a nonprofit, a mission-driven nonprofit, because you just couldn't keep going. After all of this, how would you feel? What would you be thinking? Well, this is my story. One of the lowest points of my life, over about 20 years ago now. After all of this, I was grieving a lot, as you can imagine, but loneliness wasn't a new space for me. When I was 17, I ended a long figure skating career and completely lost the only identity I'd never known at that age. Add to this that I had an alcoholic parent who had hit bottom just about the same time. I felt so disconnected and so isolated that I tried and attempted suicide. So when I found myself here again, I realized I've been here before. But this time, I asked myself, what can I do differently? My revelation came when I realized that I could be in a room full of close friends and family and feel completely isolated and completely alone if I wasn't connected to myself. Or I could be absolutely alone and feel completely connected as long as I was centered here. Looking back, I can identify agreements that I made with myself that literally saved my life and has guided me through a journey, gaining a life full of love, health, and connection. And so this is what I'm here to share with you this evening. How did I move from a space of aloneness and isolation to a place of feeling deeply connected? The answer was unexpected. What I learned is that for me, health is a resource. The healthier I've become mentally, emotionally, physically, and spiritually, the more access I have to my personal strengths. That's why I like to say health is a resource. It gives you access to your unseen power. The healthier I am, the more comfortable I am in my skin, gain new levels of confidence, feel inspired, and experience more connection with myself, with you, with spirit. Seeing myself as a whole person, a whole being, and paying attention to my health on all levels, human and spiritual, has helped me to find my place on both sides, here on earth and on the spirit side of life. I like to use the acronym BEST to share my journey, as in becoming my best self. This is the me who operates from an inner space of openness, clearness, and connection. When I'm in this space, I think, feel, and act out of love, not fear. Be even more curious about yourself and life. There was this part of me that was so sad for so long. I would keep asking myself many times over, what do I believe in? Is it the same or different than yesterday? What does the sadness want me to know? Becoming curious became my pathway to openness. Though I've developed a foundation of beliefs, of spiritual beliefs, which you could probably guess what a bunch of those are since I'm here with you tonight, I continue to ask myself from time to time, what is it that I believe in? It gives me an opportunity to notice if I'm in need of inspiration or a wider or higher perspective. When I feel a little lost or uncertain or notice a bit of boredom creep in, I ask, what do I need to see that I don't see right now? If I could see it, how would that change what I'm experiencing right now? I teach others to grow a stronger, curious muscle. Some of you may know that I operate my own business and that I coach my clients through their own process of growing into their truth and their potential. They all come with a goal. Many focus on expanding their business or career, and some people need a breakthrough in health or purpose or relationship. The way I see it, business and career, life transitions, relationships, these are all canvases that we create and manifest upon. And I learned early in my adult life that the healthier I am, again, mentally, physically, spiritually, and emotionally, the more inner resources I have to partner with the universe, with the all that is, with God, to create the tapestry of my soul's experience. It's the difference between feeling free, meaning I create with God, and feeling like life is happening to me. A client, I'll call her Sherry, initially came to me because she was feeling so stuck with her business partner that she felt like she needed to end the relationship, which would have cost her a great deal in income, time, lawyer fees, and a long-term relationship that once was professionally and personally very satisfying and rewarding. Sherry was experiencing intense anxiety, and if you've ever experienced a lot of anxiety, you might guess what got in her way. Bad sleep, emotional eating. She couldn't focus, so her life became kind of messy. There was a lot of things she couldn't think about day to day. And it was so bad that part of her just wanted to hide, but she couldn't because she had a family and she had customers that depended on her. When Sherry learned to intentionally be even more curious, she gained more control over her thoughts and emotions. She could pause and breathe before a fearful thought or reaction. And she could find even more openness to explore, to explore with her partner why she was behaving in certain ways and why she, Sherry, was reacting so strongly. Long story short, Sherry came to understand her partner, feel empathy, and remember how to appreciate her partner's strengths, and her differences. That was a few years ago, and I'm happy to say they're still partners and friends today. Being even more curious can be the first step to new ideas, understanding, acceptance, love, gratefulness, joy. E, nurture peace of mind endlessly. When I have a conflict within me or with somebody else, I try to allow myself to understand it, to feel it, and to express it in a way that's kind to myself and others. I choose peace of mind over being right, or at least I try to, usually. I had a conflict in myself and potentially with a friend, a good friend. We've known each other for 19 years, and I've been her customer for 18 years. Let's call her Lynn. I recently decided it was time for me to move my business to another vendor. That's a long time after 18 years. The more I thought about it, the more I decided that it was the best thing for me and my business for a variety of reasons. Since I realized this was truth for me, I wouldn't have peace of mind until I made the transition. I was nervous about it, and it took me 3 months because I didn't want to jeopardize our friendship. The reason I was making a change didn't have anything to do with her, her business, or our friendship. I hoped that I could communicate in such a way that she would understand and not take it personally, but I was really worried. Of course, I have the right to give my business to anyone I choose, but I was still experiencing this inner worry, this inner conflict, because I didn't want to make her feel bad, and I didn't quite know how to do it. It had been so long. I could have chosen not to make the change, not to rock the boat, put nothing at risk. By the way, relationships, for me, are the things I value most. So it was hard. In the end, I chose peace of mind, and I communicated as respectfully and kindly as I could. And we're still friends, I think. Time will tell. It's still new. This just happened. But I give her more credit than my own collection of fearful thoughts, because I know she loves me. So peace of mind doesn't always mean doing the easy thing. It can mean doing a difficult thing the very best way you can. Had I chosen not to follow my inner wisdom about this, I would still be experiencing that mental static, that kind of thing that happens just beneath the surface, that kind of grates on you quietly, especially when you're not trying to think about it. But you know it's there. And now I feel peaceful, so I know it was the right decision for me. Nurturing peace of mind endlessly clears mental and emotional drain. S, shape a life full of vibrant longevity, full of meaning and vibrant longevity. I see all roles in my life as places to share loving kindness in ways that feel meaningful. I seek to live my mission everywhere. And I intentionally seek ways to gain positive energy every day. I lower my tolerance for chronic pain, meaning I continually seek harmonic resonance and raising my standards for healthy living, even when there's nothing wrong per se. Robert, my friend, is learning to infuse meaning everywhere in his life. He intentionally looks to shine his light on his family, which is his number one priority. And he looks beyond just his immediate family to his parents and his siblings. And he reaches out to customers and coworkers and friends regularly. Beyond that, he gains positive energy every day by connecting to a mission that is larger than himself. Robert seeks ways to connect what he deeply cares about, which for him is weather and the environment, with his work as a real estate agent. So that might sound odd, But developing a life mission that he deeply cares about has given him purpose beyond himself and his career. He creatively connects his day-to-day work with the meaning of his mission by creating videos that he can share with his good clients and build a YouTube following. Caring, thinking, and being in action keeps him more connected to himself, to his values, and to spirit. Robert also has a lot of spine and back issues that can be very painful. So he really takes care of his health. He eats mostly clean organic food, is physically active and exercises, and has worked to quit eating foods that he finds addictive. And it's not easy. He had to really work at that. He's a good role model for me. You may wonder, what does food have to do with his back? Well, the right food reduces or stops his inflammation. It also keeps his mind and mood right so that he has more focus and clarity and positive energy every day, mentally and physically. All of this helps him to manage his pain, and on many days, he doesn't feel it at all. On the days that he does, though, it can be difficult. In my own life, I see my mission as a journey and practice to become one with the energy of love. I don't think of love as a warm, fuzzy feeling, although it can include that, but not always. For me, I hold love as the highest creative force. The actual energy that creates. I see my life as a landscape, a canvas for co-creating with God. When I'm operating inside the flow of love, in the flow of gratitude, I know I'm co-creating with God. All roles in my life are places to share loving kindness. Wife and life partner, mother. Some people ask me to stop mothering them. Don't say anything. Friend, leader, pet owner, I'm one of those, and soul. I intentionally seek ways to gain positive energy every day. I nestle up with God and my guides early in the morning before the gremlins of the day have a chance to take over and settle in, and you all know what I mean. Nearly every day, I connect with my mission and purpose, meaning who I want to be and how I most want to affect others and the world. Sure, some days are better than others, but the key is that I direct myself to these mental places and spaces, even when I'm feeling less energetic, even when I'm feeling down, and I do have down days. I do what I can to feel gratitude and love towards myself, towards God, towards the all. That's what keeps me on my path. I lower my tolerance for chronic pain, meaning I continually seek harmonic resonance. When my body tells me, hey, I need attention, which shows up as neck or back pain or joint stiffness or clenching of my jaw, I'm one of those too, I figure out how I can relieve or reduce that tension, the inflammation, the emotional dissonance. I may change what I'm eating, clear my emotional and mental energy bodies or fields, take an Epsom salt bath, do yoga. The point is that I create practices to clear tension, stress, and inflammation, and do them on a regular basis. I periodically raise my standards for what I consider healthy living, even when there's nothing wrong per se. I ask my guides to see what else I can do to go beyond just relief, rather to actually create more health. Here are some of the questions I ask God and my guides, maybe anybody who will listen. How can I tweak or adjust my thinking today? What kind of exercise or activity benefits my body-mind most today? Am I eating wholesome food or just filling my stomach? Sometimes I just fill my stomach with good stuff, but at least it's a choice. Am I forgiving myself and others today? Am I observing myself? Am I being self-aware? I want to access my unseen power in partnership with God, shaping a life of personal meaning and vibrant longevity continually connects you to yourself and develops a path to experience more love, connecting you to your inner power, to the good of others, and to the inspiration of spirit. Finally, T. Time. Use it to reflect your most heartfelt values. For example, the first thing I do when I wake up in the morning is meditate, because my highest core value is to feel one with the divinity within me. The way I look at it, time is simply a magnifier. When we observe how we use it, we see what we care about and who we are by witnessing what we think about and what we do over and over. Who do you want to be? Who are you? Are your thoughts filled with love or fear? Do you act from love or fear? Do you use your time to express your most precious values? I know when I spend my time in a way that carries me closer to who I most want to be, act out of love and not fear, and express my heartfelt values, I feel like I'm expanding and aligned. In those moments, I feel like I am being my best self. Best has helped me to grow healthier, which has given me the strength to be more courageous. It's helped me grow the courage to connect, to allow people to see me and help me to see others. My husband, my children, Millie, you, where I once felt complete isolation and no connection to anyone or anything, Best has brought me to a place where I see and feel connection everywhere. Because I'm connected to me, I feel connected to you, to the trees, to God, to my grandson. Practicing this way of life, giving it my best, has helped me to access my power, spiritual and human. It's all the same to me. In the book, Power Versus Force, it says, power energizes, gives forth, supplies and supports. Power gives life and energy. Tonight, I'll add to that. Power flows from love. And best helps us to touch and grow the love we share. So in wrapping up, I'd like to invite you to choose just one thing you've heard tonight and put it into practice. And remember, best can give you more access to your own power. Thank you.